Welcome to Nerdacious Behavior, a podcast that talks about wellness and dating.
I'm your host, Yvette, and
I'm Autumn,
and we're here with a couple dogs, in case you're wondering what that gnawing sound in the background is. That is the sound of I don't discipline my dog. He ruins the show.
He's chewing on a big bone right now.
I want to tell him, part of me wants to tell him stop, but the other part is just, the bigger part, is just happy that he's having a good time, so I'm letting him do that. Few rules enforced very strictly. That's my motto about literally everyone I relate to.
That's a true statement. Mm-hmm. So we are going to discuss the last week of our lives. We've been trying to conquer the world into to-do lists. Everybody has their own.
I've been abusing Autumn with to-do lists.
Everybody has their own way of doing and completing things and making sure that you stay on task, stay on schedule, stay on goal.
No, I think most people don't even have goals, actually.
I disagree. So the way we try to handle is we write down everything we could possibly need, want, and have to get done. Mm-hmm. And then we give ourselves the shortest time frame imaginable to get all of these things done, especially with no, I don't know. I mean, it's so broad spectrum that we don't even, it could be anywhere from we may need a chainsaw to we may need a hoe and a pick, and we might need some oil, a filter, a vacuum, mm-hmm. and God forbid you try and set us up using a fucking carpet shampooer. You know, yeah, I would think, well. Yeah. I mean, it looks like a play school toy, and yet we somehow spilled boiling water all over our already mop floor. So everybody, I think, handles their to-dos in life differently. Staying on task as a way to, or feeling like you have some kind of alignment with it, helps anxiety issues and, you know, making sure that you actually feel like your mini accomplishments or like certificates in a sense. That's what a check mark is to a vet.
I love them.
Yeah, it's like orgasmic to her. She's like, I'm checking this off. Oh my God, there we go. It's checked. So,
hey, I don't check things. I scratch them off vigorously.
Yeah, very fucking vigorously. Very. All our felt tip pens are going dead from, in fact, the vigorousness. but we've been trying to handle, it's, I guess, it's just hard to stay on task and keep up with the things that you need to do when you're going through life, emotional things,
well,
when
yeah,
you're not
you
already settled. Yeah, it's
so
breakups
literally.
Are hard. Yeah. Breakups are really hard. Aww. It's amazing how far it can spin you.
I've never done that in a breakup. Not wanted to eat afterwards. Mm. Ever. Although, I also don't think I've cried over anyone, so.
Yeah,
maybe I'm just broken.
I think we're different types of broken. Everybody is. Everyone's their own.
Cry about romance.
Oh, well, for me, I'm like, I'm always like, this one is the level up. Like, well, mm-hmm. and it's not a level up from my fiance that passed away. I even know that's unnecessary to mention because anyone that's listened to previous episodes, they already know this. Because if you lose someone, they're never, I don't know, there's no one that's you're going to compare them to in that sense. But in regular relationships, I feel like you're always trying to, kind of like what parents
doing
do.
Doing better, too, yeah. Every time you
yeah, stick. Step it up a little. Mm-hmm. Kind of like how parents are like, I'm never going to do what my parents did to me. That's what I feel like I do with my relationships. I'm never going to do that shit again. Mm-hmm. And here I'm going to do that this with this person. And then I'm like, oh my God, you're fucking doing that shit that I said I wasn't going to tolerate. Fuck. And then it's like, oh man, I am my mom. You know, it's the same concept, you know? And, so it's about like making the recognition, coming face to face with it. What do they say? Looking yourself in the mirror. The realization sucks ass.
Most people don't want to do that.
And not in the way people are liking nowadays. Mm-hmm. It just sucks ass in the bad way. Mm-hmm. I'm not into that, but you know what
Dude,
I mean.
Dude, why are the kids into that these days? I'm so confused. Anyway.
so
it's... We'll have to get someone who is into it on to tell us what the intrigue there is. I don't get it.
Yeah, that should be interesting. Mm-hmm. And definitely, like if nothing generation. Else, I'm sure very detailed, because that's got to be the only explanation. I have no idea. but how do you balance life when you are going through emotional issues? How Journaling. Do you stay?
Literally.
How do you stay on point and keep your shit together and be your highest, best version of yourself while you are breaking down? How do you become to a higher level while you're breaking? It's a constant battle.
The fucking basics. You got to eat good. You got to get enough sleep. You got to take care of yourself.
This is her science brain.
Yeah,
she's brain. And for me, well, journaling is also hard for her.
Wait, what? Journaling is not hard for me.
Hurt.
Oh.
Yeah. And to touch on that subject, so in a, you know, in the attempts to always share your guys with you guys, our journey through wellness and life, I actually have been journaling, as promised from the Yay. Last episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to do one of those. Too bad I can't do like a GIF even in real life where I'm like, hey, here's my hologram of this huge audience just clapping and give me a standing ovation with my best music. That's going to be a thing one day. Mark my words. Yeah. I'm going to flash it. No, I'm just going to flash it from my like hologram watch and be like, boom. Emojis will be like, what in your face? Mm-hmm. Then maybe people will look at each other in the face again. That'd be cool.
no, then they'll just be looking at people's hologram watch emojis.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be a thing.
The future's
mark my words.
So depressing.
Oh no, it's not. It's not. We'll go backwards and then go forward, just like history does. But to not lose track, because I'm the biggest person when it comes.
Lose track?
To,
what?
I know. I'm like butterfly. Yay! Run! Splash! Oh my god! I'm freezing. I don't even know where I am. But I did, in the process of my journey to wellness and to healing myself, I did. Are you gonna try everything, especially if you haven't tried it? If it's not gonna have a negative effect and, you know, hopefully keep me out of 5150, like being like on a ward or something.
She's not anywhere near
being my point is. I know.
What
my
are
point
you
is.
Talking about?
My point is that if it keeps, if it's not going to do any harm.
You might as well try it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
There's
I think...
no stone unturned.
Yeah, the only... Mm-hmm. Like, it's like saying the only definition of stupidity is thinking you know everything. Mm-hmm. Same thing. So just be willing
or
to try things that
what
you normally...
What was that Einstein's supposed definition of insanity is doing the same thing but
expecting the same result.
Different results.
Yeah, different results,
so you gotta do... You gotta shake shit up.
God, I don't know how many times people have said that to me recently. Like, the synchronicity is fucking smacking me in the brain with a sledgehammer. It's just wailing on my face and that skull.
So what have you learned?
I decided to set aside my own, I don't know, there was like a strange uncomfortableness about it. Like, I didn't want to relive the emotion to have to write it down, I guess, was my fear. And of course, I'm like, I can't
turn
around and I'm
going
to go
cry. She's
going to
tell me all day, every day, in detail, over and over again, every aspect of the relationship, thinking that that's not bringing the feelings up.
Oh, that's a good point. I never thought about that. Yeah. That's a good point. Which I do talk in the positive, I think, is the issue. Not always in the positive, but I have
Too
a tendency.
Often, if you ask me.
When I'm verbally explaining something, I feel like the need to also protect that person, even if it's. I'm supposed to be giving my opinion, but I have a hard time in doing so without giving what their opinion could be also. So
but
when
also,
I write...
you don't even want to speak in the negative. You know,
yeah,
you're
at all.
One of those,
I hate
like,
that.
Far-out hippies. Taken to the extreme, I don't even think you know about this yet. There are people out there who don't like to say no and don't and won't. Like, they...
Yeah.
Those words are... Those are, like, four-letter words in their vocabulary.
Yeah,
because they're like, I really want to be positive.
I
hate them.
I know.
I hate
We've
them.
Been going on and on in circles our entire lives for this.
No. No
so
has
what
place.
I did learn, yeah, she keeps telling me this, is that in writing on paper and feeling like I'm gonna crinkle this shit up. I'm going to burn it. I'm going to get rid of it. No one's going to read it. I don't have to defend that person in writing my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more pure. I'm not like, I'm not debating with my morals when I write down my experiences and and the way they make me feel, or the way I felt, or my wrongs, or mm-hmm. their right doings, and the real conflict. And I have a tendency where I'm always coming to their defense, even when they're not anywhere around, because I, mm-hmm. I'm so convinced that their point of view would not be portrayed. Mm-hmm. But journaling, and I will throw the pages away and burn them, mm-hmm. and whatever, I feel like I can openly discuss that without feeling guilt.
That's amazing.
About it.
Yay!
That was me clapping. I'm not supposed to make those noises while we film, so that was...
I do it anyway. So, you were very reluctant to try journaling. I had to tell you approximately 9,000 times that that's what you should do. And then mm-hmm. it wasn't until I gave up and I was like, fuck it. Maybe you wouldn't even like journaling. Maybe it wouldn't do anything for you. Maybe it just saved my life because I'm good at writing.
She got really upset about it. And then I was like, oh my God, I have to do this.
No,
like,
it's so important. I got really upset about it before. And you were like, no. And then I was like, I give up. I release you, journaling idea, into the wind. Autumn will never do you. And then you were like, actually, I will. I was like, really? Whatever.
She woke up all happy. She comes into the living room. We're roommates. She comes out. She comes out and I've...
Oh my God, she was writing.
I have clinical OCD, so like sometimes the anxiety is so bad, I toss and turn and toss and turn and like I'll walk around the house and it's something people don't openly discuss, like things like that, you know, like someone that, you know, I've probably mentioned this numerous times, but people use it as an expression so much, mm-hmm. As some form of just like, you're really clean or something, but yeah. No, the downside to it, which there's some things that are like, if you're in your right environment, yeah, there's benefits, just mm-hmm. like everything else. Like, you get a perk for having something that sucks. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the balance of life. That's the yin and yang. But mm-hmm. the other part of it is you have an obsessive compulsive disorder. So imagine
an obsession and a compulsive.
Yeah,
so it's scratch it. You can't help it. There's
it's just absolutely mm-hmm. undeniably gnawing at you. So if you, most people that I've talked to, and I think most people deal with this, they wake up in the middle of the night with something on their brain that they forgot to do at 2 p.m. It's 2 a.m. There's no way to fucking do it. And you're like, boom, all of a sudden, I forgot to call Monica back. Mm-hmm. That bitch is going to be so mad at me tomorrow. Oh my God, the Tupperware party was supposed to be 2 days from now and I didn't even RSVP, whatever it is. For me, I get those insights, but it will not go away.
Yeah, they have that in the middle of the night, and they're like, I'll call Monica tomorrow. But you're like, fuck, I want to call Monica now. But it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I can't call Monica. Well, maybe I'll get up, and I'll write a note. I'll do it tomorrow. Maybe I'll just send her a text message right now. Should I email her? Like,
mm-hmm. That is what people don't understand when they, like, say, oh, I have OCD. It's an actual real thing where you obsess about things that...
I think a lot of people have that inability to shift gears.
That's a really good way of saying it. It's, but to do it to yourself is terrible. So in a breakup, it's fucking insane.
I know. It's annoying just being around you.
You want to, like, I think that...
Did I tell you? I'm like, yes, you did. And why are you beating yourself up with this information?
Yeah. Why do you have to do this? And it's like, I just, you know, when you try so hard with someone to give them the everything and the best of you. Mm-hmm. And God, I know it was so good.
Like, yeah.
You know, there, I just, and it's worse too if you have so many people constantly, like, I always would make sure this person knew he was the man in the room. Mm-hmm. And any person that walked up to me, attempted to call me, text me, talk to me, whatever. And I don't even know what I should say, like modeling stuff that we do. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And neither of us in relationships, I can speak on Yvette's part too, because I know her so obviously, like myself, there's no, like, interest there. Mm-hmm. It's like I got blinders on for the man that I'm with.
Right.
And no one could possibly.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I could be more open. There's I don't even know how people do that. How do people like.
In fact, the guy will never even have to say anything.
Right.
For himself, mm-hmm. because if I say no, I'm in a relationship and I have a man, and they continue to go on, I will be, then anyone that listens to this, or yeah, they'll know, the nicest autumn ever, I am the sweetest girl, but if I fucking tell you I have a man and you sit there and try mm-hmm. and overstep, I will eat your face for breakfast. I will tell you why your mother should have done a better job raising yeah. you to be a respectable gentleman and understand mm-hmm. what no means, like, and I'll do it with a very sweet temperament, mm-hmm. you know. But I, when you give the best that you have, and you have, especially this disorder, and you're going through a breakup, I guess journaling gave me the ability that I was able to not obsess over his emotions mm-hmm. for once. Mm-hmm. Because
and then being be the person free to process your own.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that was something that I don't really experience because mm-hmm. I'm so obsessive over... Even if I'm not with them anymore, just well, to be respectful of the other human.
Especially because you still don't and probably will never understand the full story. So you have all these questions yeah. and accusations, but you don't really have solid answers. So you're like, I think this, but then he would probably say that. And then, well, is that a thing or is that not a thing? And I don't know what's real. And I'm like, okay, but the future without him is great.
Yeah, it's just when someone's, this person's in a pretty freaking epic, amazing person, but.
Hold on, I think Jacques going to drink water for like 3 minutes right now.
You guys are welcome, because this is probably the only licking and lapping you guys are going to ever hear on this show, so you this might as well.
The closest thing we allowed to a sex life in Yvette's house, the dog drinks water.
And if our editor still worked on our machine, I'm pretty sure she'd edit me saying that out of his part.
Yeah, I usually edit, that's like the extent of the editing I usually do, is like getting rid of sounds like this.
I think it's good. You know, on YouTube,
How long can he drink water? Okay, bye. Oh, he's coming back for more.
You know, on YouTube, they have people that, like, tap jars and shit.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's called, there's this thing where people listen to it, and it's just for the sound.
I can tap They're a jar. Like, shut up.
I promise you. And people are like, yeah, do it for me.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's even weirder than the balloon popping fetish.
I don't want to know about that. It just sounds terrifying.
People, like, they like the balloons popping. Other people don't like it when they pop, but they like the balloons. I don't know.
Oh, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't know. It sounds painful. It sounds scary and terrifying. I don't know. It just sounds terrifying to me. Anywhere a balloon would pop would be horrible. Anyway.
So you're one of those.
What does that mean?
I mean,
what does it mean?
That like the popping and others that like live in fear of the popping.
Ew, I don't know, man. It depends where it pops. It could hurt. I don't know what we're talking about. Anyway,
I have no idea what's going on. Honestly.
Anyway, so moving on. Journaling. It was something that, God, I can't believe I'm about to jump on this fucking train, and it's not even something I ever thought I would do. I am going to encourage. Yeah, you guys. She was right. I was wrong. I'm gonna encourage you guys to at least try and anyone. I'm not gonna tell you what to say or how to say it, but for me, what took out the uncomfortableness was I wrote letters. Mm. So I wrote letters to my.
You wrote a bunch of letters.
God rest his soul. To my fiance that passed away. Mm-hmm. I do that every day now.
Isn't that great? I always write letters to my dead mom. I love it.
I wrote to my ex. And stuff you'd never read, I'm never going to share, no one's going to know about. But I fucking had the last word, all right? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Even
not
if it
like
was
that.
Just with yourself.
Yeah, no, I'm not really like that. But sometimes the feelings that you feel and you know... someone else's actions, like, I'm such a weirdo, like, even if I know you did this, I know how bad it's gonna hurt them to even reflect on their own actions, mm-hmm. knowing who they are, that I don't even want to bring it up.
That's not true, Autumn, because there have been tons of times where you're like, no, he must reflect. I will communicate this. And I'm like, why are you torturing
there is so this much poor worse. Idiot? There is so much worse, trust me. Okay.
All right, well, I'm glad you don't want to just go and cause pain. That's good.
I can't believe you would think I just want to cause pain.
Sometimes you do. And the thing is that you don't want to acknowledge that part of you. So it's bigger than it would be if you integrated it properly into your personality. But Autumn wants to exist on the sunny side of the moon all the time. So these little bits of darkness pop out and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is that? And you're like, oh, that is not nice. And I'm like, yeah, let's maybe pull back
on okay, that idea. That's all it is a very descriptive to the heart poem. Hmm. That's not painful to drag you through the fucking gravel.
Oh, I'm not talking about the poem.
Spray you first and then drag you through the gravel.
Yeah, there have been, like, lots of, well, yeah, why would we send that message? That's not...
I didn't send any of them.
I know,
That's why I was just...
You were going to. You didn't send them because you know, your this mean, is what... integrated friend Yvette was like, oh, that's actually not nice.
You know what happens is if you're so passive for so long and God, it's terrible. I'm not perfect. I don't pretend I'm perfect. But close. If you don't stick up to for yourself for so long, and it's not like he was a total asshole and I was like, oh my God, I need it. It's not like that. It's just I hold my tongue so fucking much. It's insane. Like I said, even when you know something and you're like, oh, I could totally call you out on your shit right now and you'd be fucked. Mm-hmm. But what do? No. I know that would break your brain right now. And you wouldn't even be able to recover because you're going to look like such an asshole. And you're not really an asshole. You just did stupid shit. And I don't want to be that person to be like, okay. No, I will try to get them to acknowledge that they are and come to it.
Over and over again, you choose to be the bigger person until it builds up. And you're like, that's it. I'm going to take every grievance and lay it at his doorstep. No. And then I'm going to grab a bazooka.
No, it's not like that.
A little bit.
But yeah. I mean, if you tell someone... and you let it go, and you let it go, and you let it go, and then all of a sudden they're like... And I'm not, they're going to laugh when they hear this because they're like, oh, she's doing the thing she talked about. I'm not speaking about one particular person because I've had nothing but monogamous, really fucking long relationships. So this is a variance. So I don't want anyone, anyone I dated.
This is about which is all only of a couple. You.
Uh-huh. No, this is not towards anyone in particular. It's just an overall experience. And it's not my... Not saying it's my latest ex.
Okay.
But with things when you're, God, people just, I guess, point of view in relationships, it kind of alters and changes as the relationship grows. Mm-hmm. And you can start off in a relationship and you're like, this is who I am and this is what I like and this is what I don't like and this is blah, blah, blah. And I am very, like, bullet point, very... Upfront.
TMI.
Yeah, I'm like, this is it. Yeah. And they're like, okay, yeah, that could not obviously be real, but it's real.
Right.
Then they're like, 6 months later, 4 months later, they're like, about all that shit I said, like, people change. Or, you know, people want to be better than they are sometimes. People are better than they pretend to be sometimes.
We are
faltered creatures, you know. Mm-hmm.
So who do you think most people are on a first date? Are they, like, an idealized version of themselves?
They're a nervous crackpot.
Okay. Well, they're usually wearing some kind of mask, though, right? Because you know me. I go in and I'm like, what's up? I'm Yvette. I'm going to have this horrible monotone voice and tell you way too many honest things.
And they're going to be terrified. And then some of them are going to totally dig it, but then also be like, oh, she's too intelligent for me, and she's gorgeous, and I'm fucked. And then the ones that aren't terrified, they're going to be like, or are terrified, they're going to be like, I just fucked myself out of, like, a $45 dinner. Because we live...
This is one. Yeah.
Where, fortunately, it's not as expensive as where we grew up, so that's... unfortunate.
There you go. I'm pretty sure you just spilled some on the carpet.
No, I didn't.
God damn it, Autumn.
No, okay, I didn't.
You got it all over this book, and it's dripping. Now it's on the carpet.
No, it's not still. Oh, I wish you guys could have saw that. Oh, I went. See, I said she was right earlier with the journaling, and I was just right because there's nothing on the carpet.
You were right.
Yay! I think I got completely off track, but I think when it bottles up so much, it's...
Yeah, A, don't do that anymore.
Stop. Oh, yeah, I mean, be like, you fucked up, and you're... No, there's sometimes people fuck up so hard, and... Oh, God, I know it's not healthy, but...
You're not telling the people of Nerdacious Behavior to do unhealthy things.
I'm saying I know that it is unhealthy. I'm not saying to do it. Okay. I'm just saying someone fucks up and I could be like, hey, like everybody that knows everyone in this town.
That's a good circle you just drew. Can we talk about that? Sorry. Can I see this? I can't believe you just freehanded that. It's just a very good circle. Anyway.
I doodle while we...
It keeps from making other noises until I ruin it by drawing attention to the doodling. The point is, what did you just say before that? I'm so sorry.
By my circle. I'm sure they're very excited about the circle. you guys can't even see it, but it's
turning into a flower.
Yeah, it's something.
Oh, yeah, so don't bottle shit up. Autumn's going to keep bottling stuff up.
No, sometimes when someone does something out of what you believe their character to be, which this is where she might disagree, but I let things float for a little while. You know, like if I know someone, I don't expect anyone to be perfect, but yeah, I expect someone
to move.
I'm saying if you find out someone did something really fucked up, but you don't believe that was their truest intention, or you know, you
can just give a specific hypothetical. When would what you're saying apply?
I don't morally want to say because I don't want to accidentally give poor advice because seeing as I'm such a mess, I don't want to give our listeners any bad advice. I'm just saying when you love someone and you truly love them, you know, you view them and their weaknesses and their strengths in a sense that a lot of people lose that understanding of love. You know, okay, some people think loving someone is perfection, and they're supposed to envision that person to perfection. And if they're not those things, then they're not who they should be. We're not like that. Mm-hmm. For me, I sometimes, and this is now every guy's going to be like, yay, she's ABC, fuck over, yeah. No. I just instinctively know I have this crazy fucking psycho ability. Which, if we ever have my mother on the podcast, you guys are fucked. You'll completely understand. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't even say it's intuitiveness. Uh-huh. It's just, I know. I mean, I know it's so hardcore that it'll freak the person out.
I've done that.
It's like premonition beyond that. It's just plain.
Tell me this thing because I fucking know it already.
And there's no surgery needed. Like, I'm just all, I know this and this and this and this. And then as soon as I'm like, these are my emotions, you need to tell me, please, like, communicate this with me. The person doesn't. All of a sudden, boom, within the week, I have like four people. Hey, I just wanted to explain to you something, blah, blah, blah. It's like, throw it in the universe and the universe, like, boomerangs it back. Yeah. So I've had, like, pictures, answers, all this stuff. And you sit there and look at the person as they lie to your face, and you're like, okay.
You think that sometimes the most loving thing to do when someone is lying to your face is to let them lie?
Yeah, I do.
How is that loving?
Because sometimes you know that the pain that they're feeling for the action that they actually did is enough.
But they won't be able to move through that pain while they're living in dishonesty. The truth will set them free.
Until they choose to be honest about it. Mm-hmm. But to force them to.
If you guys are trying to date Yvette, and you ever lie to her, she'll fucking rip your throat out. I do not agree with Autumn at all.
I'm not saying you should lie at all. That's not what I'm saying at all.
I don't believe in letting people get away with lies.
Like, it's not about getting away.
That everything
I'm not saying
has to be perfect.
No, I'm not saying let people get away with lies. I'm saying
sounded like you said that.
No, sometimes you already know a certain situation and you know, is it worth it? It's not like it's never going to be brought up, but it's like giving the time
about the truth.
It's giving the person earnest time to develop their own mm-hmm. way of being able to communicate it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want, because if I mean, think about the long term. If I go to the person and I'm like, and I have done this, don't get me wrong. So it's not like I'm perfection over here in what I'm stating by any means. But if I go to the person and I'm like, you are going to tell me right now. What response do you
again,
get? You get a block and they're like, yeah, no, blah, blah, blah.
You
blah.
Don't need to do that or let them get away with lies. You could take the middle path of like.
And say, this is what happened. This is what you did. What? This, da, da, da.
I don't buy any of this. Come back to me when you're ready to tell me the truth. Boom, drops mic.
Boom, drops mic. No, because then they're confronted. They feel cornered and they.
It doesn't have to be like not every transgression has to turn into
it doesn't but World the person if they feel like they came to you on their own accord and they're like this is what I did
that
it's
would
stupid.
Obviously
it's small
be
I
much
fuck.
Better but I'm not
and we're not talking about
lie
big
to me.
Big trans you know transgressions or I mean everyone what their I guess what their definition is big is obviously very mm-hmm. altering. Me, I'm very specific. So, I mean, I'm fucking very, very specific.
Well, if so. There are certain agreements that you have in a relationship because they make you feel safe and loved and like you're in the relationship that you want to be in, and the other person unilaterally, that looks great, decides, I'm not going to honor that agreement anymore, I at least want to be able to talk about it. I'm not going to force an agreement on someone.
I know.
But I'm going to be like, you at least have to be real with me.
I don't want to force someone to ever be real with me. Yeah. I already know.
How's that working
My
out?
Truth, yeah, it sucks. And it's killing my soul. It's killing my soul. It really is. Uh-huh. I don't want to admit that. But, I mean, I want to be my purest self. And I want to encourage people to be their purest self.
Totally.
And I want...
But that's like a truth. You have to
I
live
want
in the
that
truth
person...
for that.
I want to give them the opportunity to do that for themselves.
Mm-hmm. But if
so
they
if
decide,
I tell them,
if they lie to
I will
your
see.
Face.
I've said I'm giving you the option,
right,
to be honest and whole with me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can be honest with me, I can forgive. And I can.
I can handle any
I
truth.
Can.
I can handle any truth. I can't
but
handle
if
most
you lie
lies.
To me,
mm-hmm. I will lose my shit.
There's no turning back. And what happens
that's
when
like
you know and you have known and you have known
like
for the longest time and then the person's like, no, no, nah, nah, no, you're crazy. Oh, God, I fucking love that.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I fucking love
Whenever
that.
Whenever a guy says you're crazy, it's literally guy code for I'm lying to
I'm
your face
fucked.
Right now.
Oh, my God, I'm so fucked right now.
I'm
Damn
a
it. I'm a fucking liar. I'm like, dude... We grew up in a very, very popular, very small cultured town.
We can
say,
where
yeah,
we
grew up in Santa Cruz, California. We're, to say the least, I have a weird ass name. My name's Autumn Wildflower. So if you've met
Autumn
me once.
Joy Wildflower?
Yeah. I mean, people don't.
We had a lot of
I mean,
fun names in our school.
Yeah. A lot of our friends or my friends in high school called me Sissy or called me. Audie or Autumn. It's just a name you don't forget. Yvette looks like Princess Jasmine in real fucking life. Like, as a Victoria's Secret model. I'm not even joking. And
this is a lie. She's been a rumor she's been spreading for 20
oh,
years.
Oh, yeah. It's a total rumor. I've posted. Oh, by the way, hello, social media. Not every dirty thing that's posted is mine. Which, if you followed my regular Instagram, the people that have conversed over. Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's going to be hilarious because
So Autumn's regular Instagram is like peace and love and healing, blah blah blah.
Some
and
modeling then, pictures, some like, some fun friend pictures.
Here's an audacious behavior, and she's like, "Oh, can I post dirty memes?" Like, yeah, totally. Our stories have been pretty hilarious.
I've yeah, got to and say. All and of a sudden,
occasionally, I'm like, "Isn't this funny?" But most of it's Autumn.
Yeah, I mean, every good girl has a dark side, I suppose, but.
You know, that's actually the single most predictive factor for anything that we know about the bedroom is the more, not good girl, but the more domineering a woman is in her regular life, more assertive.
The more submissive she is in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And that's the only time you can take personality trait and predict bedroom characteristics.
And on that note, I think we should take a break because knowing Yvette, if we do not right now, she's going
to know. Who knows? Welcome back to Nerdacious Behavior. I hope you enjoyed that very riveting commercial brought to you by moi that Autumn has never heard, but I will probably show her later.
I thought that was me.
She just found out that we have commercials.
That's so important.
I don't know what we were talking about. That was a while ago. Autumn had a great line to her poem just now. That's what we've been up to during this commercial break.
So in the process of actually writing, and I
start drawing again, stop doing weird things by the microphone.
So I started, the OCD thing is great. I started writing poetry again, and that's another sense. However, I guess we discussed this earlier, Yvette and I, and I wanted to mention it while we were actually on air. You know, if it's not journaling, the energy that's built up inside us through human experience needs to be expelled.
Mm, right.
So that can be through exercise. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. That can be through intimate interaction.
Hey.
That can be through art. Mm-hmm. That can be through poetry. That can be through writing. That can be through,
meditation.
However you get it out. I always have this conflicted thing about, digital drawing and stuff. If that works for other people, it's great. It must. It doesn't for myself. Mm-hmm. But it's finding that expressive...
Whatever helps you process.
For me, it's just literally... It's like a slow leak.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, you have to, move through the thing or let the thing move through you. You can't try to, stop it up and hold it and resist. It just doesn't work. It'll fucking own you.
Yeah. And that's not the best thing to let own you.
Yeah. No, nothing is. Nothing should own you except for mortality. I don't know.
Yeah. That's crap. Anyway, that's her norm. So I will give in and say the writing has not only helped me, but I actually am writing again.
Yeah,
and I haven't done that in years. Years and years and years.
So that's exciting. Yeah. I do you wish you would have started it sooner, like when I first mentioned it 2 weeks ago.
Well, actually, you've been mentioning it for, 10 years. So, I mean, if I'm going to be honest, since we are recording and we do try to be blatant, and we're completely fucking unedited.
Yeah.
As possible. I definitely, it's crazy how the definition of oneself changes as life goes on. Like, if you would have known me when we were in high school, when me and Yvette met, people would have described me as the person that, the girl that paints all the time, or the arty girl, or, that girl. And then all of a sudden, life happens and you get fucking knocked down so many times, and you're like,
you're not art girl anymore.
Yeah. And I was telling some...
my mom was like, where's art girl? Bring art girl back.
Yeah. Well, the person I had been dating, I was like, it feels like you lose a limb, or piece of who you are, and
in French, instead of saying I miss you, they say you are missing from me.
So for me, since that is such a huge part of who I am,
being in relationship,
that too, but I just can't believe I let my...
You let your art limb atrophy?
I did. Which is crazy. It's okay,
we're getting it back.
It's welcome just to so eBay. Crazy.
We'll figure this out. Like, that's... Yeah. All I do is try to build a tranquil life so that I can, like, art more.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'll share it when it's done, I think.
The poem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be a pretty big deal. My mom, we talked about this earlier, she used to brag because I was like the youngest poetry student at Cabrillo, Santa Cruz.
Yeah, you were like seven. I think Cabrillo's in Watsonville. You were like seven and you got into like a competitive poetry writing thing. That's pretty intense.
Yeah, I am. My best friend, Yvette, like when she knows this story when I was little, like 5, 7, 9, 12, all those times. I had like a little fucking worn out, toasted ass, broke backpack that I loved. Mm-hmm. And also we couldn't afford a new one. So it was like just corners broken.
Worked.
Yeah. I mean, there was a hole in one side, but as long as I didn't put my pins in the big pocket, we were good. Yeah. You know, it worked. I'm pretty sure it had something that was like the Love Care Bear or something about love on there. Like, mm-hmm. that was my thing. But I would always write my poems in a poetry book or a composition. Comp book. So she's been trying to get me to write, and we're like picking up something for a display, like in a dollar store to put some of the clothes that. Like these amazing beanies.
We're gonna sell next week. It's gonna be great.
For Black Friday, we have a clothing line that she had been working on previously, and it's got beanies and.
I think we're just gonna start with beanies.
Yeah, there's ones that say "bless." There's ones that say "no more friends." There's ones that say
my personal favorite.
There's ones.
No new friends.
Yeah, no new friends. There's various ones.
Muse. You like the Muse?
Yeah,
one?
Muse is amazing. So those will be available for Black Friday. And if you can and you do wear one, obviously you're supporting this podcast. Please hashtag Nerdacious Behavior in your beanie. Yeah. And we will share and be very proud, obviously. Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, we'll be getting one of these comic books.
And so I did. And weirdly enough, it almost, when I opened it up, it felt familiar. So I just started immediately scribbling down. I bled my soul into the pages, man. And it feels so good. So good. So there's that. That's my piece of me. I think I've talked the majority of the episode.
So it's not just me plugging journaling all the time anymore.
It's a cult, and it's a cult.
No, the cult of thinking for yourself and processing your experience. Welcome.
So, she writes differently than I do.
Well, I mean, I write a lot of
the poetry, things. I get it now. If I write it in poetry in that form, it doesn't. There's, like, this...
But the letters got you to the poetry. Which is the whole thing about writing, right?
And I still will write Joey. Like, that's something that I think I'm gonna continue to do.
I started Stream of Consciousness, then... Stream of Consciousness turned into stand-up. Stand-up turned into letters to my dead mom. Like, I write a lot of gratitude lists and a lot of, I don't know, intentions. I do the I want exercise a lot.
Where you so just proud about start. The intention. So proud.
And the intentions are good. Daily intentions are huge. We've talked about this in a previous episode of Nerdacious Behavior. I think it was F12. One of my favorite TED Talks, it's called The Happy Secret to Better Work, and he describes a practice at the end of it, and he's like, if you do this for 21 days, like, you will be happier. But then San and I added to that practice, like, a daily intention, and I was like, oh, this shit just exploded. Like, I just blew the roof off this
like,
shit.
And what best friend was telling you about intentions for, like, 10 plus years? In all her darkness, Wednesday, her darkness, you don't fucking intend on shit, and it happens. I'm like, I fucking intended this, and this, and this, and it happened. And she's like, okay, bitch, I'm gonna try this. And then she's such a powerful human, like, magnetic creating being that it's fucking insane. But those are the ones that get whacked down the hardest. And when you come back, the comeback is amazing.
Whatever. We'll see.
Oh, my God. See, this is the yin and yang of your podcast. You're welcome. You're welcome.
I don't know what the fuck the future holds. I just know I'm going to try real hard. That's all I know.
I know that a serial monogamist is about to be single. That's fucking what I know. That's going to be crazy. Please just be single
for a minute. For the first time ever, I swear, it's not that bad. I spend most of my time being single. It's kind of lovely.
Oh, yeah.
It's I know lovely. All about the kind of eggs I want.
Oh, fuck me.
I just know all about me and, like, who I am, what I want, what
I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I mean, she's I miss my relationship.
And, like, lie to my face.
I miss my okay relationship.
She's lying to her.
I miss my relationship.
Yeah.
I miss him. But you can't make someone be who you know they could.
Right.
Or who they are, but they're not right now. And that mm-hmm. goes not just for myself, but or for him, but for myself as well. Like, I'm not who I should be right now. Mm-hmm. So. There's that, and here's that's a perfect example. Okay, so. No, we weren't. This is a perfect no, example. No, we weren't.
No, you absolutely
this is
weren't.
A perfect example of what I was saying earlier. So that's a callback. If you listened mm-hmm. well earlier, you'll get that. Anyway, so we're gonna have a guest.
It's like non-existent. Oh yeah, let's no, talk it's about not. I just touched it to guys on the internet. That's what I do.
I think that should be its whole own episode. But we are expecting a guest on the next episode. We will see how this goes.
We have a couple guests lined up, so we'll see.
Ooh, we have some exciting guests, actually. We have a couple friends of mine. One mm-hmm. who is either a psychologist or a therapist. He's in the
kink world. Hey.
Hey. And he's going to talk to us.
What are we talking about, do you know?
I mean, I would like to talk about different types of...
He's all about wellness, right?
He's all about wellness.
So he should be the perfect guest ever.
I mean...
We'll see if I anger him to the point of hanging up on us.
No, you'll love him. He's amazing.
I love everybody. Do they love me is a harder sell.
Yeah, you'll see. He's... comes from a psychology background. He's very well educated,
with a psychology background.
I know that's why it's going to go very well. But we're going to discuss things of the kink nature. He is a daddy dom. He has.
Hey. I know that part. He is,
and okay, in a long relationship from
to
that.
The good people of nerdacious behavior, what that is, because.
To my definition
don't
or yours?
Know what the fuck that means? Do I have a different definition than you? I don't know if I have a definition.
Well,
I don't have one. Like
maybe we should let him give his own definition of it. Okay. It's someone for
what about this episode though?
someone that cares for an individual, taking complete responsibility for their well-being, mm-hmm. knowing where their limitations are, both physically, mentally, and. Even obviously emotionally, even down to nutrition.
Okay, here's
it's someone
like not a popular
that does not
idea.
Push past the extremes.
I kind of think of it as like the good husband from the Bible.
This is gonna get... So if you'd like to react or comment or talk to us, please fucking email or DM. We're nerdacious. Yes, obviously. Nerdacious behavior.
@gmail.com.
But on Instagram, it's nerdacious behavior.
Yeah,
And when we finally hit 100 followers, dun, 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 because that's how popular we are, we have a special sharing.
We have, like, more listeners than Instagram followers, which is weird because...
She sucked, and so they sucked at Instagram so hard.
Though, I would put up like a really good thirst trap. And
no,
all
you,
of
you
the
can't have that
like,
many
oh
listeners and have no followers. Like, it's just so unbalanced and unextreme. So, here plays me. So, we're going to, I promise you, a well distributed congratulations
like
of 100 followers.
Post, yeah.
Yeah, we got a very special post for you guys. If you can get us to 100 followers within the next 7 days, We're going to have an unedited, unversionized, just like the podcast itself, post okay. just for you. Hey.
Funny. So, 100 followers. Oh, I was going to say, like, if you listen to this, and I know there are, like, a bunch of people who listen to it, like, within hours of it coming out on Friday morning, maybe you could, like, share it with somebody.
Maybe. No, you bitches need to share it with someone. And I don't want to say bitches, like, that's a female reference. I mean bitches as in men, too. If you met me in person, I would never say bitches. No, I'm just kidding. No, seriously, though. Share it. If you like listening to us, I know we badger and we talk back and forth, but this is the purest form of reality.
That's what podcasts do. They give you, like, a really long form space to get deep into ideas. I love podcasts. I listen to podcasts all the time.
I talk with no... I mean, that's probably my biggest issue in relationships, is I have no editing version of myself. You know, I'm like, oh, this is my feelings. I'm going to share it. And they're like, fucking shut up.
Isn't that just be cute. Like, what works in real life and what works in art life is, like, completely different. Like, all no, the it's supposed to be the same. In stand-up, like, are probably why I'm
fucks
single.
You in the... Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Well, sure. I mean, that's like me getting up and being like, hey, on stand-up, and be like, I'm gonna get a tattoo, but my ass is gonna say Splash Mountain. Magic Mountain. No, that doesn't work in real life. That doesn't work at all. I mean, yeah. That's great for my stand-up, but that didn't work in real life at all.
I would laugh if you told me that in real life.
No, what if I had that in real life? No. I'd be like, I ain't putting my shit anywhere near that shit. Yeah, see, that doesn't work that way.
Yeah, not a good look.
Yeah, anyway.
That got weird.
It didn't get weird. It got Portland.
I want to move to Portland. I think I want to move to Portland. I've never been. I moved to New Orleans, like, on a hunch.
I want to move back to New Orleans.
And, like, well, yeah, you've never been there. But yeah. I was like, I've always felt pulled to New Orleans, and I loved it. And I, the same thing happened with Chicago, and I loved it. And now my new thing is Portland.
So,
Autumn has already lived, not in Portland, but in Ashland?
No, I've lived in Ashland, I've lived in Kelso, I've lived in... Spokane. I've lived, like, well, Spokane's totally different, but I've lived, yeah, right. I lived Portland in Klamath. Yeah, like, it's, like, 20 minutes away from
okay,
Portland.
I'm not gonna lie. This all started with the shitty TV show Grimm that I'm in love with. And I know it's not a great TV show, but I still love it. It's my guilty pleasure. Whatever. Some people watch reality TV. At least I'm not one of them.
I like reality TV. There you go. If it's real reality.
Which it never is. So.
Oh, but we are.
Grimm is a magical show. There's trees everywhere. I really like the architecture. I don't know. I have this weird feeling. And then you were like, actually, your comedy would take off in Portland.
Yeah, it really would. Because the smart comedy does well there. I was a promoter there. I would have done so much better as an individual if I would have been.
Who you are today, which is why we're going back to Portland.
Going. Back. I'm going to be a stripper there, too. I'm just kidding.
Hey.
I'm
always trying to strip wherever we are.
Even though I have only went to a strip club once. My entire life and I wasn't stripping. I do teach. I do teach twerk, dance, and burlesque, but I've never actually performed. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. That's not something I'm going to do. But you, girl, you take it off.
Hey.
I like teaching people to get their boom back, their boom boom. And I would totally edit that part out. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's true. But it's good for the bedroom. It's just, I don't want to do it for a show, man.
Yeah, no, I'm highly anti-sex for sale in all forms.
Anyway, change the subject. So.
A puritanical point.
Anyway. And Sugar said the same. She also has me reading, I think this part is.
Oh, The Art of Loving?
Yes.
My favorite book in the whole fucking world.
It's kind of a bad thing if your best friend says, I cannot completely relate to any human being that has not read this book. I'm like, motherfuck, damn it. Now I gotta read about love and I'm heartbroken. But if you love her, you gotta do that, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna read this fucking book right now.
Read the book.
So I'm reading this book and I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with all that, and this is completely my shit. And then I'm like, damn it.
I love everything about
it. And she's like, this is going to be your shit. And I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh, damn it, this is totally my shit. Like, I knew it. Damn it. So that's a great book. Yeah.
I wish someone Okay.
Look at so your niece right thing. Now looking at this. Your little fur baby niece. She's like, we have two dogs in here being so well behaved.
My dog is asleep, to be fair. Sugar looks a ton hot. So The Art of Loving, you're digging it. Fromm is amazing. I fucking love him. You've only done, like, the first bit of it, which basically he talks about love is an art.
Which I totally feel it is. So much of it resonates with me perfectly. Mm-hmm. That when he's speaking, I'm like, can someone else feel like this for me, please? Like, that's just exactly the act that's what I do on a regular basis. I don't think that's hard to understand.
Before in Nerdacious Behavior, he defines love as like having four components: knowledge, and then active care and concern. And if you don't have those things, you don't have love, which is very, like, a lot of people are like, ew, no, love is a feeling, and you can't put it into words, and you cheapen it.
The act and the feeling are different.
Here's the thing. I'm not trying to shove your feelings into a box, because feelings are this big, huge, flowery, specific, subjective thing that is a lot more challenging to communicate, express, theorize, talk about, whatever. But we can talk about the experience of love, like, sans that subjective nature, and you'll notice it always has those elements: knowledge, active care, and concern. You don't love someone and have no care and concern for what happens to them.
I guess what's hard for me is when I listen to it, I'm like, so I had love for someone and they didn't.
But that's okay. That happens sometimes. Maybe they don't have love for you, but maybe they have intimacy. Mm. We talked about this on the intimacy episode. Yeah. I'm like two glasses of wine in, and I'm hammered, by the way, in case you're like,
for intimacy? Didn't
say intimacy, right?
Oh, now?
Yeah.
Two glasses of wine. That's great.
I know. I'm a lightweight. I don't know why I'm not married yet, because I'm a very affordable date. The point is, in the intimacy episode, we break down what intimacy is. And I think that it's having a quality of presence, which is incredibly difficult to come across in a dating world. And in addition to being present, you have to have, like, unconditional and positive regard for the other person. You have to just like them and think good things about them. What was the other? I had like a three-pronged thing for intimacy.
Well, I'm sure they can review
the dog. It's really distracting.
I'm sure they can review the episode.
Uh-huh.
For the first one.
Apparently, I need to review it. But I think sometimes you'll have intimacy with someone and you'll have love for them. They won't have love back with you. Okay, this is very specific and completely about Chicago.
Which is a person, not a place.
Yeah, they know that. Well, if you've listened to other episodes of Nerdacious Behavior. Yeah, I think we had intimacy together, and I had love for him, but his love for me was weak as fuck. It was there, but he didn't want to engage with it because he's entirely too young for me. I don't know. Probably a lot of reasons. Maybe we'll ask him one day.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
he talked about being on the podcast before.
I think that would be a great episode. Yeah, of course.
I don't think he'll ever do it because, one, he's not the bravest. I called him a cowardly lion.
To be brave is to be strong.
God, bravery is so fucking rare these days.
It's so hot.
So hot. Oh my god, but it doesn't matter. Like, everything that's hot just isn't even real anymore.
That's not true.
Guys are broken as fuck.
I found incredible human beings that were so unbelievably hot.
Yeah? How come you're not with them?
One died.
And? Are there others?
Yeah, one, I don't know.
No, man, people just aren't made out of what they used to be. I don't know.
I don't agree.
We listen to those, like, old Sam Cooke and Otis Redding albums.
Don't
and like,
even talk about Otis Redding right
now. They
used to
know how to love don't and, like, even. Do romance. And now, I don't know.
There is romance.
People just want to eat ass or something. I don't even know. I don't know what the fuck the kids are doing, but I don't want any part of it. It's not honestly. True.
People are real. Real people are out there. People want real, absolute connection. It's true.
I don't know. I kind of think they just want to, like, live beyond their means and shop at Target and buy bullshit at Walmart.
I love shopping at Target. I'm really fond of Walmart. But that does not mean I don't want an actual pure connection. That's all people are looking for is the epitome of happiness.
I think that's what they yearn for in, like, the depth of their souls. But do they let themselves pursue that? Or do they think that everything else is more important than that? Which is what he talks about in The Art of Loving. He's like, we let ourselves focus on financial success or security or all these things. Hi, Shug.
That's true. But people are too fearful of vulnerability.
Why? I don't understand. Okay, so I lost my mother. And we were quite close. I mean, we talked for like literally an hour every day. Who the fuck is that close with their mom? I don't know anyone else who does that. But it's not like I wish that I was less close with her because I lost her. If anything, it just made me glad that I got to be that close with her ever. Like, yeah, vulnerability has the double-edged side of, like, hurt, but you can only hurt as deep as you loved. And, like, what's the point of anything without
love? Well,
that's
one of my favorite things. You can only hurt as deep as you loved.
Oh, and you can hurt quite bad, it turns out. I did learn. But...
oh, you cut me deep as I love.
Go ahead, write it down. I don't know. I just feel like I don't fit into this, like, capitalistic, consumer-oriented culture. I just feel like I don't have the same values as most people, and I kind of want to go be a monk.
Like, if they... me too. I mean, I'm not monk material.
I'd be a great monk. Oh my god, that'd be awesome. You just wake up super early every day, pray for like hours. Fantastic. Sign me up. Then you gotta like do some gardening or whatever.
Sand stuff.
And some cleaning. That's what I spend my life doing anyway.
We wear loose clothing. It's actually our colors, burgundy and gold. I think we're rocking it already.
Yeah.
Not belittling.
I'd be a great monk.
But,
anything else you want to say about your pursuit of wellness or dating?
Just continue to pursue happiness is really what I want the listeners to convey from.
Okay, Sugar's calling you out on your bullshit because you're all about choosing happiness in your persona. And then in real life...
no, for like, others. It's not a persona. It's not a fakey.
I'm going to listen to sad songs over and over again.
I want happiness for other people, but I am not happy.
The concept of journaling for a decade.
I want others to be... that's not faking it. I want pure happiness for others. I just like to torture myself, apparently.
Why would you do that? Do you like to torture yourself? I don't think you like it. Tell me you don't like it.
No, I don't think I like it.
Yeah. So why do you think it's so hard? And it's not just you, for people... to not choose the thing that will make them happy.
Because you have to face a fear to get through it.
Do you really? I mean, I've got L-tyrosine here, and I'm like, take L-tyrosine.
I did. Three times today.
Good job.
High five for me. High five.
L-tyrosine is the bomb, by the way. If you struggle with depression, it's the amino acid precursor to dopamine and norepinephrine. And I took it... heavy doses. I think you're supposed to take like one pill 1 to 3 times a day. I took 2 pills 3 times a day for 2 weeks. I haven't been sad since. That was years ago and before I lost my mother.
Not the same
out of control sad.
It was real sad, not the chemical and sad. Which I'm real sad.
Yeah. But real sad is like you can get through that and you can deal with it.
That's true. Very true.
Even when it, like, literally brings you to your knees and you're falling apart from the inside of your skull out, like, you can handle it. I don't know.
I mean, I am.
Right.
As much as my...
Death is a thing. Anyway, the point is, L-tyrosine is amazing. But it's not been easy to get you to take that or to journal or to do any of these things. And it's not to call you out. I think...
No, and it's okay. Call me out. Like, it's totally...
I'm not even going to say I think. I fucking know because I have these answers. I'm like, hey, this is what's happening.
I'm doing it now. I'm doing
it. But so many people, including yourself, aren't like, oh, word? Let me try that today. And I don't understand why people aren't more like
me,
that.
At least. I think it's the... It's the fear of coming to face with your own truths and having to deal with things that you don't want to relive again. But
okay, because I'm the worst human in the world, why don't the rest of you want to come face to face with your truth? I fucking love that when people.
No,
like,
it's true. It's
hey,
good.
Yvette, here's this thing about you you never thought of. I'm like, oh my god, I could live.
It's
here.
Not like that. It's like you already lived it once. It was painful the first time.
Okay.
Writing it down, you're afraid or terrified. Mm. Of living it again.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. Scratches proverbial beard.
But what I and most don't realize is that it doesn't mean you have to keep reliving it in your mind or your mind space that day. It just lets it out.
In fact, it will stop you from reliving it over and over and over again when you write. Which is like what we were talking about before. If it might help, why don't you just fucking try?
I did, but I did.
Help,
and hello,
it's not heroin,
gold star for me.
It's not going to hurt you.
It's hard to me.
Yeah, no, you did it, for sure.
Yay.
I just wish I could figure out how to get more people to do the things.
That's what we're doing
faster.
Right now. So, I'm going to ask all of our listeners, since we've been, I don't even know what time it is, I'm sure over an hour, do me, Yvette, a favor, if you can. Will yourself to, it doesn't have to be a journal entry, write a letter to someone that you never got to say what you needed to.
Some area of your life where you need closure?
You would be surprised. You think that person is obviously not going to read it,
mm-hmm.
but I promise you they're going to feel it. And you're going to feel it a lot more. And just try that for me. Like, for us. 2 minutes. Just say your 3 bullet point needed things if must do, if you can't go into an actual in-depth letter, and bleed it out in the ink. And then please, please let us know if you actually felt something from it, which I did. And I'd like to know if other people do too. Connect with us. We're trying to connect with you. Hit us up at nerdaciousbehavior@gmail.com. DM us on nerdaciousbehavior on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
If tag us, hashtag us in anything that you're doing that you think actually supports what it is that you feel that this podcast means to you. That could mean like going on a swing, that one of those freelance swings that are so high that you couldn't do before, doing something that gives you power.
I used to be a girl on a swing in a nightclub. That was like the best job I ever had.
Okay, well, yeah, if that gives you power, do that. Hashtag us and please show us.
Like on a swing for 6 hours, amazing.
Please show us in any form or way if this is affecting you.
Okay, wait, I'm gonna
take your ripple effect is important.
Homework assignment. A step further. This is your second glass of wine past that was your supposed to be your last glass of wine. And you just spilled it all over the floor and you're still pouring. Autumn Wildflower. God damn it.
It's actually a...
Yeah, no more wine for you. I don't even know what... Okay, this episode is over. Never mind about your homework assignment. I'll give it to you next time.
And
have a good week, guys. I gotta clean this mess up. Bye.
Bye.